Hello, Edgar, how are you? Oh, well, I always stick by my friend, you know that. Well, you know, they're all badgering and so forth, but, you know, they gave me a set up question when this fellow said that in view of the increasing attacks that Mr. Hoover is coming under, do you think he will now resign? I said, no, it's going to have exactly the opposite effect. I said, he hasn't even discussed resignation with me. And I said, certainly when he's being under vicious and malicious attack, a man that's here 50 years of service, he certainly is not going to. You know, I thought that gave it a good chance. Because it's true. I mean, hell, I mean, none of us are going to. I won't even, frankly, they ever put it to me that I would say I wouldn't even consider it if I were in his place. You were there, were you? Oh, you heard it, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that's more editor, so I could be a little bit. Well, the main thing is, as I say, let your friend support you in this and that. But goddamn, you know, this Fox is crazy, isn't he? He's taking me on hard knock, and he's just out of his mind. The other one that Edgar is nuts is musty. But now that Earth Day thing, and I understand your calls are just covering this son of a bitch Davis, huh? Well, you should. And as a matter of fact, if they asked me, I was going to say.
Very compelling that it's about a confidential matter that is. on your property.
Well, we'll just talk about it, try to get it working out.
And I thought that...
Did you say that the party last night, oh, that you prefer to use, you were at the party, no?
Well, no, I was at Kay Graham, Kay Graham had a dinner for...
Last night?
For George White, that English publisher.
Oh, you didn't go to the meeting then?
No, but I heard the, I heard it on the radio.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
That's how you, oh, you weren't there, that you didn't get to see it.
No, I heard it on the radio.
But you listened on the radio?
Yes.
How clever he was.
But that was what I thought so interesting. First of all, during the dinner, it was, actually wasn't much of a dinner because we spent the whole time not talking, but listening to your program.
And they listened to it on radio?
The whole hour.
Isn't that amazing?
She had
I
moved,
didn't think people would do such a thing.
She had moved radios into the dining room. I had told her I couldn't come unless I had a chance of... I told her first I wouldn't come, then she said she'd move the radio in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And since Weidenfeld was my publisher in England, I thought I'd go to it. But Adlai Stevenson, for example, when he says in front of a group like that, I hope you realize that you won hands down on foreign policy. And it was, again, Stevenson, of course, he's nothing, but he's just emoting like they did last October. You know, basically agrees with the objectives. Not a word about terminal date. All he's now emoting about is the elections there should be fair and the Indian ambassador turned out was tremendously complimentary to you. And Weidenfeld said, don't you people realize that in Europe he's considered the leading statesman in the world today.
Weidenfeld? Yeah. He must be all right.
Oh, yeah. But he's, what's interesting is that he would be, I mean, his partner is Harold Nicholson's son, in other words, a labor
man. He was very good.
Oh, he was very, very favorable to you.
That's good.
David Ginsburg said...
Oh, did you tell him about the fact that he got the able? Did he remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How was he? He was our
well, right afterwards, he said, and he, when it, the minute was over, he said, this was just outstanding. And he said, this was a tremendous performance.
And of course, none of them liked the defense of Hoover, but they know I had to do it.
No. The only one that they were mumbling about a little bit was the Cali thing, but they just don't understand that.
Understand what he's going to do, let George Wallace run around.
Exactly.
I didn't say it.
I said
it. George Wallace romping into every city on a free Cali thing, and it would have been an emotional thing. And we cooled it off completely. Well, I thought the Cali thing.
Kate Graham said she thought you had done outstandingly. I said, well, maybe we'll get our quarterly friendly editorial now.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I'll tell you, those are hard work.
Oh, they are. So
that's the answers, but you know, you have to be so prepared for so many things. And you know, in the old days, I used to do those. I heard the editors in 68. When you're a candidate, it doesn't make that difference. But when everything I say, like everything I said on China, I know it was right around for everything I said in Vietnam, and everything I said on Kelly, these would affect the trial. You know, you're in a hell of a spot. You know, people don't realize what a president has to go through.
Well, but they also don't realize unless they know the subject. I mean, in Vietnam, for example, the extraordinary subtlety in which you maintained both the principle of total withdrawal and gave nothing away.
I think I really got in a nice little twist there, where I said we did not plan to have a permanent residual force such as we have in Korea, but we will have a big residual force, including air power. That was a good little twist, too. Until our two objectives are achieved, one release of prison state. Now that really gives us running and it gives you the bargaining.
I think that's right. And actually, I've been touched with Spunker because I thought he should know a little. If we play this, if we time this right, the sequence I now see is he's aboard on the first proposition. He thinks, and I think he's right, that we don't give them the date the first time. We just say they're willing to give them a date if they're willing to buy the package. Then the second time I give them the date, then if they turn it down, when you meet Hugh, he thinks that you will agree to a joint announcement of, in which he asks you to withdraw by, say, October 1st, 72.
We make that announcement, well, sorry, why not set a date?
Well, conditional on another thing.
If the negotiating track is done, set them off.
Well, if they turn it, if they have turned it down, well, then they'll turn it down. Then we're not committed to it, but at least then you've offered it.
Oh, you mean we only offer it?
We'll only offer it.
Publicly, you said a joint announcement would be made after they turned it down.
Well, my feeling is if they accept it.
No, setting the negotiations.
If they accept it, then we can make it as a joint announcement, knowing it will be accepted.
Oh yeah, that's right.
If they turn it down, we should still make it as a joint announcement, get it turned down.
A joint offer.
But then we get it to the right out.
Withdraw.
Conditional on the prisoners and ceasefire.
Ceasefire being consisting of their withdrawal.
That's right. And what would that prisoner say then?
Ceasefire prisoners. Okay. Citizen on high discount.
So I think we've got a game plan working down that
way. No, it's a try to say.
No.
Yeah. George A.
people like Mike Rovell.
Well, Mike is the best man to go in. No, but it's ideal because he's in the other party from the president. He's known to be interested in the nation. He keeps his mouth shut. You know, he will be highly responsible. He's a perfect man to go.
I see nothing wrong.
Why not just maybe send people over?
But have the Senate to send this case.
But then try it through the, and then back it up by...
I could talk to the Romanian.
The Romanian ambassador and
say that you believe.
But that just subtly that this would be a very useful to have a plan. You see, that might be very intriguing to the Chinese. The fact is we support
the opposition.
That's right.
Immaterial. I was thinking just as a matter of courtesy, a non-committal cablegram to him might be helpful, but I would be subject, as I said there, to your judgment.
That gives me some trouble, because...
Don't have to send it.
I would be the best paragraph. I would prefer that. I would say that I did. Then might use your visit for other purposes than the real big game. The big game is the game, and Mike, as you know, is not Cambodia. The big game is China.
Yep.
And I don't want to, if you get Steve in here, after all, he's not, regardless of what happens to Cambodia, he's not going back there.
Well, you could tear up that.
Yeah. He doesn't have that much clout to the Chinese.
And you try to work in there?
Do you think this
presidency, the moves you're going to make would be unilateral. So that they wouldn't have to react in a way which could be critical.
Right.
And that's what you've done so far. This, I think,
right.
keeps along, works along that same policy.
Right.
It's something which you've been told about,
right.
but it's something which is my responsibility, and if it's turned down, it's me.
Right.
It's
right.
the leader of the opposition.
You may have noticed the president had a single statement this week. Also, that this was directed against the Soviets.
Yes.
I think
that your statement down in the Senate was very good, or wherever it was, where you said, "Well, now this is a good beginning." In other words, it's their first step. We've taken several.
That's right.
Their first. Right.
But the situation of what you're trying to do.
Now we're not going to go overboard on the other. Now you see, for example. Right, but you know the questions immediately come up. What I'm not trying to say what you should say, because you would take positions and should take your positions based on what you have said before. But they immediately raise the question when I talked to the editors last night. Well, now what about now that you've done this? How about admission of Great China to the People's Republic of China, the UN, and how about recognition? So I went right back and said, now look. We have taken several steps. They have taken the first steps. We are prepared to take other steps in the field of particularly trade as they take steps. But travel now is open for virtually to China like anybody else. Trade, we've opened a number of items and we've got another list, which this is in confidence, which I'm planning in about 3 months.
Right.
It provided everything else.
And then we can speed it up.
We may make it 2 months. See what I mean? If they move, but you see, we've got three packages. This is the first package, pretty little package, too. See, this is on the trade side. We have another package. We have two more packages on trade that we're ready to go with, and we'll move over to the next meeting. But we want to, knowing the Asian, and particularly knowing the Chinese, if we appear as an administration over-anxious, then they may rebuff. So what we're trying to do is to go step by step. Yeah, therefore, on normalization relations, as I said last night, our long-range goal is normalization relations with China in the future, and also our long-range goal is to stop the end the isolation of China from the community of nations. But that will come over a period of time. So I'm not going to cross those bridges. See, if I were to make a statement, go out and make a big speech to the effect. Now we are prepared to admit that China, or Communist China, or the People's Republic of China, the United Nations, to expel Taiwan and to recognize China. My guess is they treat us about the way they treated the British. When the British did it, they say, "Who are you recognizing us?" On the other hand, these steps, I think, are more the Chinese way of doing things. Now, that's my analysis. Do you agree with it?
I agree, and I would point out that the Chinese have yet to receive the first British ambassador.
That's right.
Beijing, even though Britain was one of the first to recognize
Charles. So I think this initiative is in very, very good. I think it would, if you want, Henry can, in a very quiet basis, because I've got a special channel in Chichester, can tell Chichester that we approve of the request.
That'd be fine. I think if you would allow me, sir, to send a telegram direct.
Oh, you do that by all means.
And if you'd work through Chester, hell of a name, I guess.
Sir Chester.
Chop
Chester.
That if something might happen.
I would
get fine if we don't. Well, we try.
I have a drafting suggestion which I can give you afterwards. It's generally not good with Asians to ask them to reconsider something.
Okay, yeah.
I'll just make a new request. I think you made a call I asked a few months ago or whenever the date is. And now I'd like to renew that request. That way,
that's on the
part of the case. That's right. If you ask him to reconsider, that immediately puts the... makes them think they're changing. But listen, I'd like to use the Chichester channel anyway. He probably thinks he was responsible for this Chinese thing. He went over and talked to him. He talked to Joe and I. After I visited Romania in
the only thing, and didn't mention Vietnam at all. He says the only thing that stands between the United States and China is the Taiwan problem. That's all.
Yeah.
But we do not think that that's insoluble. In fact, he was very... and also, incidentally, he brought a curious message again in the previous conference from the North Koreans. And they like to talk. Now, we're not saying anything about that either, but that is one that may break here. Not within the next month or two. But you see, Mike, that's the value of these channels with Chichescu and, to a less extent, Thiel. See, they talk to both sides. They're trusted by both. So it was Chichescu's channel in a subtle way to get across to say that, Senator, you will receive this matter that I believe would be in the interests of our a more normal or relation or better relations or expanding. Get us a phrasing there that is that is good, but I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're returning to civility.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said.
Right.
And we'll do that.
I'll give you that on this afternoon, so that they get their message about the same time as you can.
I don't know how good the cable service is with the client.
They had your cable service in China.
They had 150 phone calls backed up to Chuuk and Mahaku.
The editors?
Yeah.
You know, that's good, though. In a way.
The one thing that you have seen us is good.
This has been, the reaction has been tremendous. I wouldn't have thought it would have been as good as it was. And most important, it's been extremely good down the Senate.
As good.
I mean, right. your coming in with your proposals are not...
I'm trained,
because there were only five people on the floor when I made those remarks last Thursday, and every one of them got up and said it was a good idea, and they commended you for it.
See, those proposals were on trade and travel. The travel was very important, because there, we had opened up the possibility of Americans going there, but we had not opened up until Wednesday the possibility of Chinese coming here.
Right.
Now we've dropped that door, and that's terrifically important.
Over strong opposition, I might say, from defense and justice.
Yeah, we're going to need, well, you know, espionage, all that sort of thing.
I know, but that, of course.
We got Russians in.
Yeah.
Listen, any Chinese have come here for good God's sake, right? But Russians are a hell of a lot harder to watch than Chinese. Everybody knows who they are. That's why I always thought that our treatment of the Nisei was inexcusable.
Yeah.
I mean, looking back on that, my God, everybody could see who was a Japanese, and this idea of herding them off in those camps was a horrible thing to do. I mean, it was a terrible thing, as I look back on it. It happened in my own state.
My state, too. They sent them up there.
Did they?
Was Missoula.
Well, Earl Warren, you know, I think he was a very compassionate man, but that's one thing where he just went overboard. And I at the time, of course, it's hard to remember now how strong the country felt because of Pearl Harbor. It was a pretty brutal attack. And yet, when you look at some of the facts behind it, who knows? Who knows?
Can't tell.
I don't know. It's awfully hard to assess claims. These damn wars, and they begin. I've been reading that, the beginnings of World War I. You can put that war on the... you can blame the Germans. Well, if you're going to blame any of the Central Powers, you can blame the Austrians a hell of a lot more than that. As a matter of fact, the French, the British were pretty good, but the French and Russians were not really that helpful. Huh?
No, and poor Kaiser was really rolling against his will.
Kaiser didn't want it. And
he went on vacation when the crisis broke because he didn't think it was very serious. He didn't come back until 5 days before the war started.
Well, I hope you go. I'll tell you the only thing I'd be willing to do if I make a trade.
No. If I
tell you what I
know what you've got in mind,
I'll tell you what I'm
going to change jobs.
If he takes your deal up, I will give you this job and I'll
take it.
Now, I won't take majority leader, but I'll take the trip.
Well, no, and I wouldn't take
that fair
under any circumstances.
Huh?
I wouldn't take your job under any circumstances.
God, I love it. There's nothing I'd rather do than to go to China. 2 years. It was a good job.
Yeah, but you stayed in the Senate for 8 more.
Yeah, I was a senator. I was a presiding of the Senate for 8 more. I hope they accept. In fact, what I would hope is that when they leave it, I would hope that they would take yours and frankly not the others. I would rather have to take every one
of that's
a responsible man. Now, you have a lot of, frankly, just talking among ourselves, you have a lot of unsophisticated congressmen and senators running around over there, right?
Yeah.
That ain't going to help. You know what I mean?
That's right.
They'll come back, write books, make speeches, and launch it. You'll go, you will praise it. You'll come back, you'll give us a report, you'll make your own statement, whatever you want to do. That can help, but I just don't like amateurs getting involved in this business.
That's why, perhaps, with your permission, Mr. President, I might suggest through the Romanians, but while, of course, they will make their own decisions for their own reasons.
Yeah.
We think